KTY La Crosse is 96.7 FM, 580 AM. If you are listening to us across the state of Wisconsin, heck, anywhere in the world where your smartphone or tablet is on, you're doing so on the WKTY app, courtesy of our friends at the Olerud Next Home team. Joining us on the 5-Star Telecom Talk and Text Line is our Green and Gold Insider. He is live from, well, near Lambeau Field, Joe DeGuano. Top of the morning, Joe. How you holding in there today?
You know what? It was a snow globe kind of day, snow globe kind of weekend. It was Packer football. Nothing like being in Lambeau when you got snow coming down and the weather, and you're going to see a lot more of this coming up. But yesterday. That was December football in November.
Yeah, it was December football in November, and obviously the snow globe game I'm thinking of is that Seattle Seahawk game was kind of the other snow globe game, but it sure looked like that by the end. Give us some takeaways from that game, Joe DeGuano. Is the Packers still one of the best teams in the NFL in your eyes?
Well, they're 8-2. You know, you can't take that away. And you can say what you want to about the defense, and you can say what you want to about the warts that this team still has, but they're 8-2. Here's the thing. First half of the game, the Packers didn't run the ball that well. Second half, different story. And that is the recipe for success for this Packer football team. It is no longer Aaron Rodgers' responsibility to carry this team. Matt LaFleur, everything he needs to do to get the ball into Williams and Jones and run the ball. When you've got Aaron Jones, he averages over 7 yards a carry, and you've got Jamal Williams averaging over 4 yards a carry, and they each had the same amount of carries. That, gentlemen, is the recipe for success for this Green Bay Packer football team. They got away from it in the Charger game, and look what happened. And so you need to run the ball. Aaron Jones is a special, special player. And so, I thought the Packers did just enough yesterday on defense to negate McCaffrey's impact on the game. And I think they did just enough to do that. So again, recipe for success is run the ball on offense, get a couple of takeaways on defense. And that bend but don't break defense once again. That is, if Matt LaFleur strays from that, he should be fired immediately, because that, gentlemen, is the recipe for success for this Packer football team.
Yeah, we're talking to Joe DeGuano, Green and Gold Insider. He is near Lambeau Field this morning. Joe, we were talking a lot about this game yesterday while it was being played. I wrote a lot of notes during this football game. One of the things, and this is going to your Green Bay Packer defensive sort of take here, one of the things that I have seen, and I think we've talked about this before as well, is that the Green Bay Packers are an opportunistic defensive team. They take advantages of opportunities when they present themselves, and generally for fairly good field position on the offensive side. Now, Joe, when the Packers defense does not turn another team over, they put themselves in a bit of a precarious position. At a record of 8-2, however, that hasn't bit them too much. Joe, let me ask you, are you concerned at all that if Green Bay doesn't continue to turn teams over in the second half of the season, starting off with a big matchup against the currently undefeated 49ers on the 24th of the month, that could be one of the things that could catch Green Bay up and eventually become the linchpin of their undoing?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Listen. I think we all can agree that this is a playoff team. Is this a Super Bowl team? Remains to be seen. And that defense, when it doesn't create a turnover, and they're really good at as well as rushing the quarterback and getting after the quarterback on third down, but they're not really good at that on first and second down. So here's a couple of things. You don't put pressure on the quarterback. You don't create turnovers. This defense is in a world of hurt. When you allow Kyle Allen to throw for as many yards as he did and not get off the field, how many times does the Packer defense, without a turnover, get the other side off the field? Get a third down, a punt. I mean, you just don't see it. And so, yes, come playoff time, that's when every team, they scout each other. You have a little bit more time to prepare. That is when, if this defense doesn't do more, this will be a one-and-done team in the playoffs. And so, yes, absolutely concerned. Now, that being said, I don't think anybody predicted this team to be 8-2. I don't think anybody did. So to be in this situation, in this position right now, and you've got 2 weeks now to prepare for the 49ers, it couldn't be a better position for the Green Bay Packers right now. So, again, yes, I am so concerned come playoff time that this team will be a one-and-done team. But at this point also, I never saw them being 8-2.
Joe, I'm sitting here wearing a Viking shirt, so you know I have to ask you this question. If you're calling Aaron Jones a special player, what would you call Delvin Cook? I mean, what would you call him?
I think Delvin Cook's the best running back in football.
You think so?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. It's great. Look, coming out of college, when the Vikings drafted him, I said, wow, that's the missing piece. Kirk Cousins is not the missing piece. Kirk Cousins is not the answer. Cook is the answer. I think he's the best running back in football. Honestly, I think the only thing that might trip the Vikings up, and I like Zimmer. I think Zimmer is a heck of a coach. I'm not a huge fan of him as a head coach. I think he's one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. The only thing that's going to trip the Vikings up this year are the Vikings themselves. And by that I mean this. You're paying $90 million to Kirk Cousins. As I said before, I don't care Aaron Rodgers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Aaron Jones, the offense needs to run through him. Same thing for the Vikings. When the offense runs through Cook, it's unstoppable. When the offense runs through Cousins, it's stoppable. And so I'm a big fan of Cook. I was a big fan of him coming out. I think what the Vikings did last night was very impressive. That was a heck of a football game last night. And so I think the Vikings are probably more balanced throughout their team offensively and defensively than the Green Bay Packers. But right now, again, if you've got to come to Lambeau in January, that's going to be the difference. And so right now, whoever wins the North and has that home field advantage in the playoffs will probably succeed and go further. And so, again, special player. And I think the Vikings are a very, very, very good football team.
Talking to Joe DeGuano, Green and Gold Insider, 5-star telecom talk and text line. Of course, the Packers, Vikings, they'll play a couple of days before Christmas this year at U.S. Bank Stadium up in Minneapolis. That'll be the 23rd, a primetime game on ESPN. Joe, you mentioned Dalvin Cook is the best running back in the league, and I think that you're probably right. Aaron Jones right now has the highest yards per carry, but Dalvin Cook has really just become the bell cow that the Minnesota Vikings have needed. So why do you think it is that something that we've known forever, that running backs and offensive lines help quarterbacks not only prolong their career but become very successful, why do you think it is it's taken so long for the Green Bay Packers to come to the same conclusion that I, and I'm sure you, and well, many other just regular football people have known for so many years? To me, the Aaron Jones addition is 3 years too late. You've got Aaron Rodgers at 35, and I'm hopeful that this Packer team at 8-2 can continue to roll and fix some of their issues on defense, become more than just a one-and-out team in the playoffs. But, Joe, my eyes have been telling me since I came to Wisconsin that Aaron Rodgers needed a running back more than he needed a girlfriend, and they finally give him one, and look at the success they're having. Why do you think it took so long, Joe?
Well, new coach. You know, Mike McCarthy. And again, we talked about this yesterday, and I'm up here at Lambeau, and I was talking to some fans here, and here's the thing. Mike McCarthy is a good football coach. I don't want to take anything away from him, but Mike McCarthy got lazy. Mike McCarthy got very lazy. When you have a quarterback the caliber of Aaron Rodgers, and of course, McCarthy also had Favre. So he got very lazy to basically just say, you know what, players got to win one-on-one battles, and 12 will bail us out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the longer McCarthy was there, and it's so funny. When Ted Thompson hired McCarthy, he talked about this Pittsburgh macho. He talked about this, you know, we're going to pound the ball. No, he relied on 12, and he counted on 12 to bail out whatever deficiencies they had. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. It took a football coach to come in and be committed to the run. And when I say committed to the run, you can talk it, and you can say I'm going to run the ball, but you got to walk the walk. And right now, LaFleur is walking the walk. So it's so funny to me when you the last 3 years with Aaron Jones that Mike McCarthy would not play him, and a lot of it was, well, I don't trust him in the passing game. I don't trust him here. I don't trust him here. The bottom line, it took a new coach to come in and stay committed to the run, because when you Peyton Manning won his second Super Bowl, not because of Peyton Manning. He won it because of that defense, and he won it because they committed to running the ball. And John Elway, later in his career, they committed to run the ball. As quarterbacks age, you no longer have a 28-year-old Aaron Rodgers. You have a 35-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I don't care who you are. That's a huge difference. And so you have a new coach coming in, committed to the run, and committed to giving Aaron Jones the ball. Right now, I would say Aaron Jones, no question, top five running back in the NFL.
Joe, to me, the answer to my question to you next is yes, but you're just talking about him, Aaron Rodgers. With the season's three-fourths of the way over almost now. I mean, is this the best we can ever see again from Aaron Rodgers? And is he officially, quote-unquote, back from where he was the last few years?
You know, a great question. And I think here's what I'm seeing right now. And when you're at the game, you can see a lot more. And I've talked to people up here, and it just seems that he's enjoying football again. And so, this goes back to the whole McCarthy thing. I think unless your name is Bill Belichick, I think you've got about 7-8 years to be on the same team with the same quarterback. I just think it becomes white noise. Look, I coached football. You guys know football. I coached 4 years the same group of kids. I coached 3 years another group of kids. And I will tell you, towards the end of it, I'm sure that they said, well, that's just Coach Joe again going off, or that's just it becomes white noise. So I think Aaron Rodgers right now is enjoying football again. I think Aaron Rodgers is fine with a 17-for-29 game with 200 yards and a touchdown. I don't think Aaron Rodgers needs to throw 5 or 6 touchdowns anymore. And so I think what I see on the sidelines, what I'm hearing up here, is enjoying football. He and Matt LaFleur, for all the hype in the offseason about, well, you know, I don't know. He's uncoachable. He's this, he's that. No, I think Aaron Rodgers is just enjoying football again, and I think you're not going to see the 42 touchdown years from Aaron Rodgers. I just don't think you need to, and I think that's going to create whatever is going to happen over the next 4 or 5 years for Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. I think you're going to see a lot more what you saw yesterday, and that's pound the ball. Aaron Rodgers doesn't make mistakes. Aaron Rodgers can still throw the ball and opportunistic. So that running game is going to create those play-action passes, and I think you're going to see a lot more of this coming down. So is he back? Yeah, I think he's back, but I don't think he's ever going to get back to the, wow, Aaron Rodgers threw for 42 touchdowns and 3 interceptions this year. I don't think you're going to see those MVP types of stats anymore, but it doesn't really matter, because at Lambeau, up here, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, whether it's this year or the next 5 or 6 years, if they can get one Super Bowl in, I got to tell you, that cements Rodgers up here in Green Bay for the long haul.
No doubt. Joe DeGuano, this has been a really fascinating time. It always is when we have you on talking Green Bay Packer football. Joe was at the game yesterday. He is right outside of Lambeau right now. I think the John Elway comparison, Joe, is probably about as good as you can make it, because this year you look at Aaron, he's 15th in the league for quarterback rating. He's got a 56.7. He's projected to have about 4,300 yards and 27 touchdowns. But much like Elway's late career numbers were not spectacular, that wasn't the point. The point was the Broncos won football games. And if Aaron Rodgers can do that, I'm with you. It won't matter what his numbers are, as long as the number is like 11-5, victories to defeats. That's what's going to matter the most. Joe, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know you were tired. Appreciate you pulling the extra duty, man. It's always good to talk to you.
Hey, boys, you know what? I'm a gamer. You know,
you're a gamer.
I'm sitting poolside right now. I told you, I said 6 o'clock's a little early for me, 7 o'clock. But I'm a gamer, man. I mean, you know, the bell rang, And I came off the bench, and I said, Coach, put me in. So, guys, you know, I appreciate you. You guys are my offensive and defensive coordinator today, and you guys got the great scheme. So you got a tired Joe DeGuano. You got a worn-out Joe DeGuano. But I'm a gamer, and it's because of you guys that I was able to come play today.
I tell you what, you did a great job, Joe.
Joe, when you're on up in Eau Claire next time, too, let them know they need a better football team up there. They're terrible.
Man, shots fired, Joe. See you later, buddy.
See you, Joe.
Joe DeGuano, Green and Gold Insider, good enough to give us some time here. He was definitely not looking forward to a 6:50 slot. So I said, hey, Joe, what about 8:05? David, I love you, he said. So
yes.
There you go. All right, if you missed Joe DeGuano or if you're just tuning in right now, we'll put his interview up as part of the Overtime Podcast on our website at WKTYSports.com just a little later this morning. When we come back, Scrady, we've got a lot of listeners that may not have heard what we had to say about local high school sports over the weekend. Plus, we'll break down that Eagles game just a little bit more. They beat the pants off of Eau Claire 42-7 on Saturday. It's Mornings with Dave and Scrady. We're back in three, and you're listening to WKTY.